If you want to hear how prison affected Gucci Mane, listen to his latest album, Drop Top Wop. NPR Music hip-hop reporter Rodney Carmichael has this review.
My name is Rodney Carmichael, and I am hip-hop writer at NPR. Gucci Mane is a very provocative figure in hip-hop.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Feeling like I took a perk, I'm at a loss for words. It's like I smoked a pound of herbs, so please do not disturb. Feel like
I Gucci Mane's last year has been a year of redemption for him, I think. Drop Top Wop is his latest album. I really feel like it's his best post-prison album. There are a lot of songs that I like on the album. He has at least one painfully autobiographical song. So on Drop Top Wop, it's called Lost for Words. And unless you really listen, you'll almost miss how dark it is.
She took a mileage, she can't even throw it up on my chuck. Just my luck that I caught a slut. Can't even mutter. Fell asleep and woke up. What a model when you came. And she shaped like a Coke bottle. Baby, what's your name?
His flow is a lot more playful and nursery rhyme melodic. But then you listen and you realize that he's really describing what it was like living in such a drug-addled state that he almost lost his mind and could have lost his life.
Like I'm pimp, one day I may not wake up. A description of a young black man tripping with a pistol. Wanna kill like monkey nuts on a Glock 40. I can go gorilla. So off point, he said 12 coming. I didn't peep the signal. I'm feeling like I
took. You hear a lot of repentance in a lot of these songs. And it's not to us, the listeners, like he's definitely not apologizing for who he is by any means. But I think that Gucci is trying to reconcile this destructive person that he used to be with the better person that he's trying to be. And that's kind of hard to do when so much of the image that you've constructed for yourself is built on that reputation.
Like I drunk a pound of syrup, snorted a half a bird. Can't even find the words, I'm so at a loss for words.
I like a song titled Dance with the Devil for similar reasons, because I think he has such a level of self-consciousness or self-awareness, and he's really exposing that in some of these songs. So this song is a really provocative song.
Hello, Metro on that beat.
100 grand, I'll make a nigga cool, wanna dance with the devil. Get the gloves in the shelf, he tryna dance with the devil. A ghetto superstar makeup, you wanna dance with the devil.
As the title suggests, you know, obviously, Dance with the Devil is not a new concept, but as the title suggests, he's kind of talking about the ways that we like to flirt with danger, right? And he's asking, what is it that attracts us to the dark side? And he's asking, and he's posing this question to himself, but he's also using illustrations of, you know, be it fans or, you know, people that he comes across, or, you know, being a former drug dealer and, you know, that whole lifestyle and how attractive it can be sometimes.
I make them shoot you clean in your dad hat. Catch you at your truck and shoot you clean out your Hellcat. Everybody wanna be the kingpin, man. The feds snatched them up, now we ain't seen this man. 2017, everybody get high. Take a street drug.
Just talking about how we're pulled and attracted to the dark side. He has a line in the song where he says, in every neighborhood, there's a Gucci. The neighborhood dealer with an Uzi.
In every neighborhood, there's a Gucci. The neighborhood dealer with a Uzi. Baby started off right as a good girl. Now she trying to act hard like a hood girl.
It starts to reveal this kind of undercurrent. Again, going back to that thing that we don't necessarily like to acknowledge or look at, but we know is always there. You know, a lot of times we like to kind of refer to, you know, we put a mask on it, right? We say, oh, that's the boogeyman, and don't look over there and that kind of thing. But you know how that is when you're a kid and you're growing up. That's the thing that makes you more attracted to that thing. So he's kind of looking at the psychology behind what attracts us to the dark side. It's kind of an interesting song.
A ghetto superstar may come to dance with the devil.
When she glance at the bells, she wanna dance with the devil.
I think that a lot of what Gucci is doing and what Gucci represents now resonates with me as an Atlantan. I think, you know, from Gucci's lens, it's the city, it's the town that he grew up in. It's blacker, it's a truer reflection of the culture that has defined where he's from. And that East Atlanta has been overlooked and has now been overrun by people who are not from that environment, that neighborhood, and they look down on people who are. I think it's an irony, an interesting irony that, you know, is not unique to Atlanta. He represents that harsh reality that we don't like to look at, but I think the have-nots in a lot of ways are as much a part of any capitalist society as the 1% are. And Gucci is an example of the have-nots selling their story for a change.
That's NPR hip-hop reporter Rodney Carmichael reviewing the latest album from Gucci Mane. It's called Drop Top Wop.